Welcome to the Listening Comprehension Test. There are three parts to the test. You'll hear each part twice. At the end of each part, you'll have some time to complete the tasks. Now read task one. Now listen to part one.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello there. Can I help you?
Yes, we've reserved a room on the internet.
OK. Could I have your passports, please?
Sure.
Is this your first stay here?
Well, not in the US, but it's our first visit to Washington.
OK, great. Three nights, right, leaving on Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
Could I have your credit card, please?
Sure.
We wanted to know if you had a room at the back, you know, away from the road?
Well, actually, you're in room 430, which is at the back.
Great, thanks. And all the rooms have Wi-Fi, don't they?
Yes, they do. You'll need the password. It's JFK430.
Great, thanks. We're booked on a tour of the White House tomorrow morning.
Yeah, is it far from here?
Actually, it is. But you can take a taxi or a bus. There's a bus stop right outside the hotel.
Okay. What about breakfast?
Breakfast is served from 6:30 till 10. The breakfast room's in the basement. The elevator is behind the bar on your right.
Okay, thanks.
Enjoy your stay.
Now listen to part one again.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello there. Can I help you?
Yes, we've reserved a room on the internet.
OK. Could I have your passports, please?
Sure.
Is this your first stay here?
Well, not in the US, but it's our first visit to Washington.
OK, great. Three nights, right, leaving on Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
Could I have your credit card, please?
Sure.
We wanted to know if you had a room at the back, you know, away from the road?
Well, actually, you're in room 430, which is at the back.
Great, thanks. And all the rooms have Wi-Fi, don't they?
Yes, they do. You'll need the password. It's JFK430.
Great, thanks. We're booked on a tour of the White House tomorrow morning.
Yeah, is it far from here?
Actually, it is. But you can take a taxi or a bus. There's a bus stop right outside the hotel.
Okay. What about breakfast?
Breakfast is served from 6:30 till 10. The breakfast room's in the basement. The elevator is behind the bar on your right.
Okay, thanks.
Enjoy your stay.
This is the end of part one. Now read task two. Now listen to part two.
Welcome to the White House. Our tour begins with some history. It took 8 years to build the White House, from 1792 to 1800. Today, the White House is where the President and his family live, but it is also where he and his staff, over 1,500 people, work. It has 132 rooms on 6 floors. Here are some more figures about the White House. There are around 400 doors, 150 windows, and 30 fireplaces. You're now standing in the map room. On the walls, you can see different maps of Washington, D.C. and the world. Today, meetings, television interviews, small teas, or even classical concerts are held here. It was in this room that President Obama met with the 14th Dalai Lama in February 2010. Usually, the president meets VIPs in the Oval Office. If you look out of the window, you'll see a tennis court. Soon after Barack Obama became president, it was changed so that people could play basketball on it as well. President Obama is a big basketball fan. He does not play alone, though. He often invites school teams, college teams, and also professionals to play at the White House. It is also well known that President Obama's younger daughter, Sasha, likes playing basketball too. Also outside, you'll see one of the White House's latest projects, the First Lady's Garden. Here, Mrs. Obama is growing vegetables so that her family, but also guests, get fresh vegetables. Mrs. Obama hopes the garden will be a learning experience where visitors to the White House can see how fresh food can be part of a healthy diet. If you now go back into the house, past the map room and the library, you'll come to the White House kitchen. This is the White House library. The room was not always full of books and paintings. Many years ago, it was a laundry room, where the first family's clothes were washed, dried, and ironed. If you now go back into the house, past the map room and the library, you'll come to the White House kitchen. You are now in the family theater. This is a movie theater with 42 seats where the first family and their guests can watch movies, sports games, and TV shows. In March 2010, Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks joined President Obama here to watch a special screening of The Pacific.
Now listen to part two again.
Welcome to the White House. Our tour begins with some history. It took 8 years to build the White House, from 1792 to 1800. Today, the White House is where the president and his family live, but it is also where he and his staff, over 1,500 people, work. It has 132 rooms on 6 floors. Here are some more figures about the White House. There are around 400 doors, 150 windows, and 30 fireplaces. You're now standing in the map room. On the walls, you can see different maps of Washington, D.C. and the world. Today, meetings, television interviews, small teas, or even classical concerts are held here. It was in this room that President Obama met with the 14th Dalai Lama in February 2010. Usually, the president meets VIPs in the Oval Office. If you look out of the window, you'll see a tennis court. Soon after Barack Obama became president, it was changed so that people could play basketball on it as well. President Obama is a big basketball fan. He does not play alone, though. He often invites school teams, college teams, and also professionals to play at the White House. It is also well known that President Obama's younger daughter, Sasha, likes playing basketball. Also outside, you'll see one of the White House's latest projects, the First Lady's Garden. Here, Mrs. Obama is growing vegetables so that her family, but also guests, get fresh vegetables. Mrs. Obama hopes the garden will be a learning experience where visitors to the White House can see how fresh food can be part of a healthy diet. If you now go back into the house, past the map room and the library, you'll come to the White House kitchen. This is the White House library. The room was not always full of books and paintings. Many years ago, it was a laundry room, where the first family's clothes were washed, dried, and ironed. If you now go back into the house, past the map room and the library, you'll come to the White House kitchen. You are now in the family theater. This is a movie theater with 42 seats where the first family and their guests can watch movies, sports games, and TV shows. In March 2010, Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks joined President Obama here to watch a special screening of The Pacific.
This is the end of part two. Now read task three. Now listen to part three.
You know my idea about hiking through the Grand Canyon in one day?
Yeah.
Well, we can forget that. It takes 12 hours to go down one side and up the other. And it's really hot down there at this time of the year, over 35 degrees in some places.
Can't we camp for one night?
Camp? No, we'd need a special permit to do that. And it's too late to get one now anyway.
Oh, okay.
I've got another idea, though. We could go on a helicopter tour. There's one here. You fly through the Grand Canyon, land somewhere, have a picnic, and then fly back. 3 hours in total.
But what does it cost?
Hold on. $499 per person.
Well, that's expensive for 3 hours.
Here's another tour. Wait a second. Okay, this one goes from Grand Canyon Airport and lasts about 30 minutes. But you don't land anywhere.
Is that cheaper?
Hold on. It says $199. No, wait, $154 if you book online.
Sounds cool, doesn't it?
Shall I book?
Yeah.
When are we at the Grand Canyon?
On Monday.
Okay. How about booking for Tuesday at 10:30?
Sounds perfect.
Great.
Now listen to part three again.
You know my idea about hiking through the Grand Canyon in one day?
Yeah.
Well, we can forget that. It takes 12 hours to go down one side and up the other. And it's really hot down there at this time of the year, over 35 degrees in some places.
Can't we camp for one night?
Camp? No, we'd need a special permit to do that. And it's too late to get one now anyway.
Oh, okay.
I've got another idea, though. We could go on a helicopter tour. There's one here. You fly through the Grand Canyon, land somewhere, have a picnic, and then fly back. 3 hours in total.
But what does it cost?
Hold on. $499 per person.
Well, that's expensive for 3 hours.
Here's another tour. Wait a second. Okay, this one goes from Grand Canyon Airport and lasts about 30 minutes. But you don't land anywhere.
Is that cheaper?
Hold on. It says $199. No, wait. $154 if you book online.
Sounds cool, doesn't it?
Shall I book?
Yeah.
When are we at the Grand Canyon?
On Monday.
Okay. How about booking for Tuesday at 10:30?
Sounds perfect.
Great.
This is the end of the listening comprehension test.